James Carlton joins us. Hello, James.
Hi, Fran. On that developing Turkey-Russia story, the Russian plane shot down, was it over the Syrian territory, over Turkish territory? There are now reports, which are conflicting the previous ones, which says the pilots may be alive and that Turkey is taking efforts to recover them. We'll see what we can find out as the morning progresses. The Australian papers, they're looking at domestic violence, some of them. The Herald Sun, raised to rage. Kids learn dangerous ideas about domestic violence. By the age of 10, Australian boys are downplaying and excusing sexist and violent outbursts against girls who are blaming themselves for this behaviour, according to shocking new data, research to be released today by the federal government. In South Australia, the Adelaide Advertiser, the headline, Coward Check. Worried women could ask authorities to reveal the criminal history of their partner under a scheme the South Australian government is considering to prevent domestic violence. We have a green block in the Hobart Mercury. The Hobart City Council will go to the Anti-Discrimination Tribunal in a bid to stop the Greens from having electoral material at the Salamanca market. The Anti-Discrimination Commission has refused a request from the council to demand stallholders not to display the political material. The council's appealed against that decision. The West Australian has tap-and-go thieves. Yesterday we looked at the idea of the new credit card technology where you just tap it against the machine and you instantly pay for goods up to $100, no PIN number, no signing. Well, they've got the photos of, what is it, like a 50 people who are suspected to be thieving as a result of the new technology, because police say it's much easier to, well, steal goods if you steal a credit card. Canberra Times has changes at the top. Department heads resign. Michael Thorley leaving as Secretary of Prime Minister and Cabinet. The former Treasury Secretary Martin Parkinson expected to replace him. You remember Martin Parkinson was sacked by Tony Abbott in one of his first acts after being elected in 2013 at the election. A vacancy has also opened up at the Department of Communications, with the former Secretary Drew Clark leaving to become the permanent Chief of Staff to the Prime Minister. Competition reforms to end decline in growth. Cheaper books, longer shopping hours loom. This is The Australian reporting that Scott Morrison, the Treasurer, has declared that a new era of competition reform will reverse the long decline in Australia's productivity. The federal government offers financial rewards to state governments that open their health and welfare services to competition and remove barriers to trade. Sydney papers looking at two Sydney stories. The Fabulous Five, full P&O cruises fleet in Sydney today, the five large P&O ships. I don't know if that was paid for. And the Sydney Morning Herald looking at Paul Keating, very unhappy, about developments at Barangaroo, particularly the modern art gallery that's going to be there. There's a piece in the Northern Territory News that's not about crocodiles, and it's also in the Russian news agency TASS. What on earth could that be? How could Darwin and Russia have an interest in the same story? The reason is this, the NT headline, heir to the Russian throne dies in the Northern Territory, great-grandson of Tsar found dead under a tree, but nobody knew who he was. Leonard Kulikovsky was born to royalty, but died a loner beneath a tree in Catherine, his only family in Australia, his dog. How does the Russian news agency handle it? Well, he died on September 7, but his body was kept in the morgue for 2 months as he lived alone and no one contacted the authorities. This is the 72-year-old. He was a member of the Union of Russian Compatriots, and he was the great-grandson. Lived much of his life in Northern Europe, never actually lived in Russia. There's always ongoing interest in the heirs to the Russian throne because they were mass murdered by the Soviets, by the communists, when they took over in the Russian Revolution. That's the papers, Fran.
Thanks very much, James.